This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Micah chapters 1 and 2, Leroy explores God's judgment and compassion toward a society who turned their criminals into celebrities. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A recent Time magazine article dealt with our society's growing trend of making celebrities out of people involved in criminal or immoral behavior. There are scores of people writing books or appearing on TV shows describing what was once considered scandalous behavior. But is it really anything new? Consider life in the time of the prophet Micah. The Bible tells us that the land was filled with idolatry, covetousness, oppression, and contempt for the Word of God. The leaders, both spiritual and political, abused their power and led the people down the path of destruction. The people in high places seemed convinced they could get away with anything. In Micah's time, there were also false prophets who enjoyed a kind of celebrity status, as they said that nothing could come of all the evil in their society. Notice Micah chapter 2, verse 6, "Do not prophesy," their prophets say. "Do not prophesy about these things. Disgrace will not overtake us." But Micah stepped forward with a clear warning from God. Judgment was coming for all who denied the Lord. But judgment was only half his message. And we should remember that as we take our stand against the evils of our day. Along with Micah's warning of judgment, he gave a word of comfort for the faithful people of God. Micah chapter 2, verse 12, records God's promise of restoration. "I will surely gather all of you, O Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel. I will bring them together like sheep in a pen, flock in its pasture. The place will throng with people." How we need this today, as we think of people we know who are hurting and feeling helpless. I have a friend who went through a time of deep disappointment and hurt because of her family situation. During a time of heartache and bewilderment, she was absolutely crushed and could hardly hold her head up when she walked. Half the time she was angry, and the other half she wept. But at her lowest point, a friend began praying for her and with her, sharing the scriptures and encouraging her. Weeks passed, and the word and prayer began to have their effects. She emerged revived in spirit, with a new sparkle in her eye. No matter how dark our circumstances may become, God still has a word of mercy and comfort. Is there someone to whom you should go today with a word of comfort, a prayer, and a thought from the Word of God? God can use you as He used Micah to speak boldly and compassionately in His name. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
As a part of our broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you gain the most from these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast, Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy examines where we can find the boldness we need to witness for Christ. Join us on Daily Discipleship.